You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Right. If you grow up in Texas, and if all you have is a Texas culture, the Lord God Almighty will speak to you through the world that you live in. And aren't you glad that He's that way? Amen. But I want to tell you, there's a time that we get grown up and we start looking into the things of God and say, God, what is a deeper understanding? What is something else, God, that we can look into?
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right, well, guys, this is Troy Brewer.
It never gets old.
It doesn't get old. It's fun, man. It's fun. Hello, everybody. Welcome, guys, to Experiencing Real Life. And I'm in the studios here at Open Door Church with my really cool Keith Urban guitar. Mm-hmm. And it's the first Urban I've ever got. I got a bunch of guitars as the first Urban that I've ever got. And, guys, I want to tell you, today is a podcast broadcast. And if you're listening in the nation of Belize or if you're listening on one of our 60-plus stations that we're heard on daily throughout the United States, every one of them at least twice a day, some of them four times a day. Gosh, I want to tell you I love you and say thank you so much for listening. You're like, well, I don't really like a broadcast. I like it better when you're preaching. Come on, man. Listen, man, you gotta learn to love life the way that we love life. And this whole thing of sharing that I do with friends from all over the world is part of this great exchange, and I want to share it with you. There's an exchange of anointing that's going on, and I believe it's going to transfer right through this microphone, right into wherever situation you're listening into right now. My friends, you can go to troybrewer.com and you can listen to this podcast anytime you want to, or you can listen to all the other ones. It's point click and it's free at troybrewer.com. And today I'm in the studios with my very good friend, Pastor Jeremiah Parks. Blessing and peace on you, my friend.
All right, yes.
And you're with Heartwork.
Heart Work. That's right, sir.
Which is something that you founded, and we're going to be talking about Heart Work. We're going to be talking about a bunch of things. We actually have a lot of cool things to talk about.
Where do we start? There's so many options.
Well,
here.
This
could be a 5-part series.
There's honestly, you guys, we only have 28 minutes to do this show, and just the kind of cool stuff that we're going to talk about today and share with you is a lot more. I want to start off with just saying, at the time that we were recording this, it is very near the recent tragedy that happened in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I was actually in Israel when that mess happened. I was coming back from Israel and I was on my way to London. By the time that I landed in London, it had happened and people were just beginning to talk about it. And my gosh, what an incredible tragedy. 58 people killed from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay. And at an event that's called the Route 91 Harvest Festival. And I want to just tell you, listen, guys, I want to just first and foremost say this. God did not do this. Mm-mm. It was a demoniac that did this. It has nothing to do. I have heard the American press, the left-wing press, call it a middle-aged white Christian. Mm-hmm. They literally call him a Christian. Yeah. And like, oh, King Jesus. And that offended me so bad. Mm-hmm. I just can't tell you the offense that happened with me and how my spirit groaned that how America doesn't know how to recognize Christianity anymore. But nonetheless, I want to just say this. One of the things that I recognize is God employs such things. Even though he doesn't send it, he doesn't do it, but he will employ a thing to speak his heart or to show something that's going on in the supernatural. It will manifest. Absolutely. There are things in the spirit that will manifest in the natural. And you're like, well, where's that at in the Bible? That's Romans chapter 1 verse 20, where it says, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world, even his eternal Godhead, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." Mm-hmm. So they are without excuse. So in other words, you can clearly see what's going on in the spirit by the things that are going on around us.
Yeah. Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
And so Romans 1:20 and Romans 1:21 is like, you know, the poster child for hearing God speak prophetically through the headlines.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. And by the way, the next verse of it says, but when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imagination. Mm-hmm. So professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. See, that's called fake news is what that's called. All right. So I want to just tell you, if you had a dream, Pastor Jeremiah, if you had a dream, what would it mean if the dream was there was a party and you were partying over the harvest? And the number 91 was stamped on it. And somebody with the name, and the name means little filled, attacked you from the 32nd floor. Mm. What would that mean? Now, see, if that was a prophetic dream, you would know that there's meaning in all that.
Yep.
And you'd go, hey, wait a minute. It is the glory of we have to search out the matter.
Search it out. Yep.
We have to search out the matter. So it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. So right then, dude, we got on it. And the first thing I can just tell you is that the harvest is under attack in America. Mm-hmm. The harvest of souls, the threat of revival, okay?
Revival.
There is a great revival that is coming to the United States of America, and the devil is upset. And I want to just say this. It comes from a fruitless field, and that guy's name, his last name literally means little field, or it means rocky field, or it means fruitless field.
Wow.
That's what the brother's name means, okay? He shot from the 32nd floor. 32 is the number of covenant all the way through the Bible. Mm. The number 32 represents covenant. The 32nd time that the name Noah is ever established is when God Almighty gives the rainbow of covenant. The 32nd time that Abraham is whenever circumcision happens, a circumcision of covenant.
Covenant.
32 is the number of covenant. And I want to tell you, I want you to know this, the devil hates, I'm talking about hates, the threat of the harvest. And I would just like to serve the notice. I would like to serve the devil notice. Devil, just go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Mm-hmm. There is a revival that is coming to this nation that cannot be stopped. So my friends, I want to tell you this. Listen, I only have 3 or 4 seconds left. And when we come back, we will talk about how the devil cannot have our harvest.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right. Guys, Troy Brewer, a senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas, back here in the studios at a podcast broadcast Friday with Pastor Jeremiah Parks. Man, it's good. I'm so glad you're here, man. I'm so glad you're here. Seriously, man. I'm so happy that you're here. We're talking about how that things prophetically manifest, and we're talking about how that the whole thing that happened in Las Vegas— in the City of Lights, okay? In the City of Lights, the whole thing that happened in Las Vegas, which also, too, Las Vegas literally means water and hoe. It means, water
oasis.
And hoe? Yeah, it literally means an oasis. That's exactly right. All right, well, now, in Johns County, we call them a water and hoe. Did you
water
like that?
Hole.
All right, looky there. There's a water. God, what a hillbilly. I'm sorry, man. I just couldn't think of the word, man. I'm sorry about that. Okay, but then also, too, not only did the attack and the hatred of the harvest that is coming, okay, the revival that is coming, not only did it manifest in Las Vegas, but, my friends, it also manifested in Napa Valley. Now, guys, I want to just tell you, I have a lot of friends that live in Napa Valley. And, in fact, I'm going to be there the week after next. I'm going to be in Napa. Yep, man, we're going to be doing some
Napa.
I do, too, man. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff there. And 85% of all the world's cabs, that's a kind of a wine, 85% of all the cabs in the world come out of Napa Valley. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because they have an order of harvest in Napa Valley that's, and I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but it's something like, okay, we're going to pick all the Merlots first, right? And then you do that, then you harvest that, and then say after that it's like the Bordeaux and the Clarets, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's just say after that it's the Cabs. All right, the reason why I'm saying that is because they were just a few days away from harvesting the Cabs. Those grapes were literally still on the vines when the fire swept through Napa and destroyed the harvest. Mm-hmm. The harvest. Mm-hmm. And man, I want to tell you, church,
there's a theme.
There is a theme. Yeah. There is a theme. There is a supernatural theme, and that's what you know, that's the job of the sons of the tribes of Issachar, okay? Is to be able to discern the times and the seasons to know what we ought to do. Yeah. Listen, we cannot give up the harvest.
Yeah.
We can't give up upon the revival. Yes. We have to believe that there is still yet a great revival to take place, and we will be active participants within it.
That's right. That's right. And it, well, as you were talking earlier too, Pastor Troy, what popped into my heart was that we do not have to fear the work of the enemy.
Come on, amen.
As he comes to steal the harvest. And we're talking about the shooting in Las Vegas and now the grapes in Napa Valley. And I think our greatest example, there's so many throughout Scripture, but the greatest example of all is when we read that Satan himself entered into Judas to betray Jesus. The best thing that ever happened to us is that Jesus would give his life, that he would lay his life down on the cross.
Yes.
That he would die, defeat death, hell, and the grave, and be resurrected by the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So if Satan had known, and Scripture says they never would have, the principalities and powers never would have crucified him if they had known.
That's right.
So Satan, Judas is filled with the devil to betray Jesus. And unwittingly fulfills the plan of God that was laid out before the world was ever created. So just all of you listening.
That makes me so happy.
You don't have to be afraid. The devil has plans and attacks and all these things. We trust in the Lord. We walk in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
And the devil is nothing but a pawn in the hands of God.
He's a cosmic punk.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And I want to tell you, everything that can go wrong will go wrong with him. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about, that I love to think about is I love living in a life that I hope brings anxiety to him.
Yeah.
I love the idea of bringing frustration to him. Dadgummit, I should have taken Troy out by now. He should have quit by now.
Uh-huh.
Dadgummit, just the whole idea of just sticking with Jesus in a way that brings frustration to the frustrator. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of Jesus. And I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for the devil to plan all of these things that go after the harvest, you know, and then for the body of Christ to be saying, you know what? I can hear the voice of the Lord within all this. Even though God did not do that, he employs such things to be able to speak a word. And there is a revival coming, and we will stand against the enemy. We will be culture warriors. We will be the kind of people who are going to stand for the goodness of God and believe that we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And not only is there going to be a tremendous revival, but we take a very real responsibility in that. We're going to be active participants in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I love that.
I do too.
And that we don't need to be in confusion.
Yep.
I like how you're saying you want to live a life that brings anxiety and frustration to the enemy. Mm. Our Father, he sees outside of time. He is outside of time.
Uh-oh.
He knows what's happened, what's happening, what's going to happen. He can move around, all around
That's
it.
That's right.
And our enemy, on the other hand, I think a lot of times Christians get confused and think that there's a battle between God and the devil, and there's kind of like these equal forces.
That's not true.
It's more like a dinosaur fighting an ant. I mean, there's the ant can do anything at all. And so we don't operate out of fear. We walk in peace, and we walk in power and in authority, and we trust the navigator, the Holy Spirit in us, as he leads us in time. We are in time, but he's outside of it. The devil is not outside of time. He can't see.
No, he's subject to time.
He's guessing. He's thinking this and that. That's why he makes so many mistakes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why he tries to crucify the Son of God like a complete idiot.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's something else, too. The brother has no self-control. You know, self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Fruit of the Spirit.
So he has no self-control. He's just like, you know, he's a spaz.
Impulsive.
That's exactly right. He's a spaz.
Wow.
And so it's so important for us to be led by the Spirit, to be people that are kingdom people. The kingdom is all about where the king has dominion, and to, in fact, fear no evil. Amen.
Yeah,
because
right.
we're so tuned into the goodness of God, and it's goodness that overcomes evil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Man, I want to just real quickly, we have less than a minute left, and you actually come from a church that experienced great evil, and one of the books that came out of that was, I think it was called Fear No Evil. And who wrote that?
Pastor Brady Boyd.
Oh my gosh. And you're good friends with him, right?
Yes.
And you were actually on staff with them for a long, long time.
Yeah. And he talks about me in the book. There's a little bit of my
really?
Story.
I need to mark that page. He actually talks about you in that book. I must have missed that part because I read that book. Yeah, I think you're making that up.
Sons and Daughters.
Oh, okay.
Is different it the chat?
Okay.
Sorry,
so it's Sons and Daughters. You were making that up. See, that's
it
what
was
happens.
An accident.
That's what happens when you bring preachers in from big time churches in. They just start making stuff up. My friends, this is Troy Brewer, and I've got about 10 seconds left to tell you that we'll be back in about 35 seconds, and we're going to finish this up, and it all gets better from here.
Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv.
Going a little bit south of the border for you right there. Hello, everybody. Guys, this is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor at Open Door Church. It's a podcast broadcast Friday, and we're having a good time here in the studios. I go south of the border all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, you do.
I do. I mean, there's several times a year that we're in Mexico. Man, we're doing such a great work in Mexico. Do you know, honestly, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Mexican government is so happy that we're coming in there. And it hasn't always been like this. It's just been like this for the past couple of years. But they literally meet us at the border. And when I take a big team of people, they give me a bulletproof car, and they have dudes with machine guns hanging all over. It is so much fun to drive through downtown Matamoros, Mexico, with machine guns all over you. And you don't even have to stop at red lights. You know, God, it's
that is
great.
Awesome.
So when we take a big team of people down there with us and we go to our orphanages, we actually have an orphanage. This I don't think I've ever told you this, man, but we have an orphanage in Mexico that is for cartel kids. So when their parents have been killed by the cartel, you know, they have to have a special secret place just for those kids because you know their lives are in danger. And I want to tell you, man, they're beautiful kids.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, man. They love God. And there's a revival going on among us. And so, anyway, man, the Mexican government will literally go with us, and we do these huge crusades, and we feed everybody. And
it's amazing.
And it's just so much fun. It's
a
lot of fun. It really is. You know what? You have some experience. You have some experience with overcoming evil, and we were just about to get into this right before the last break. And that you've been a part of a church that the whole world knows about and literally has made a major contribution to the body of Christ at large in so many different areas. One is in music, right on. A lot of the worship songs that we sang for a long time literally came from, and by the way, you're a pretty daggum good musician yourself. You are, man.
I'm not as good as you, but
And your bride is a good musician. And
you guys
are good musicians, and you come from a culture, from a church that had a culture of really bringing worship and praise. What are some of the songs that come out of New Life Church?
Overcome
yeah.
is one of those songs.
You overcome.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, my
the word
gosh.
Testimony.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everyone. Overcome.
Yes.
I am free.
I didn't have any
run.
Idea that came out of there.
Yep.
I had no
idea.
My
boy John Egan.
Really?
Both of those songs. Great I Am.
Yeah, which
my
I love.
My buddy Jared Anderson.
Yeah, I heard a story that he didn't think much of that song. I heard a story, and he's like, I don't know. You know, it's got like demons in it and stuff like that. I don't know if anybody liked it. He started playing it, and they were like, no.
That's the part where everyone flips
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that is the anointed part, man.
Rescue.
At the mention of his name, King of Majesty.
Yes,
oh, my
yes.
gosh. That's so great.
I need you, Jesus.
Wow,
to come
really?
To my rescue.
Really? That song comes from that,
That's
too?
Jared Anderson, too. Yeah, all that's out of great. New Life.
So these are all guys that you live life with. These are all guys that you hung out with. You went through that church was growing. It went from nothing to something in a real short time. I mean, it had explosive growth. I mean, what did it top out at up there?
14,000
Yeah, something like that's crazy. I mean, that's that's crazy.
And then the wheels started to come off the bus.
And then the wheels came off the bus, and there was a world. Renowned just scandal that took place there, and then like, and you were on staff while that was going on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I can't imagine how hard that was.
Yeah, so it was devastating.
I bet
caught us all off guard. We found out about the scandal watching the news.
Oh no,
and we're
kidding.
Going. Oh no, the media, they're lying. They're attacking our pastor.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. I thought that you guys knew before.
We find out later that day that it's true.
Wow.
So, I mean, at first it was, no, it's not true. And then finally a confession of truth. So we were young guys and enamored with this amazing, dynamic, charismatic leader that we loved. And still
do love.
Of
course,
But broke our hearts and there, you know, it got ugly from there. And then, as you know, a year later, almost exactly a year later, we had a shooting on our campus on a Sunday morning.
So a gunman literally came up to your church and started blasting and killing people. And I think that one of your security guards took him out.
Yep.
Is that
shot and then he killed himself.
Wow. One of the things, and I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, so you had two things that should have ended that church that were just a year apart, just 1 year apart.
Yeah.
And yet the church, after those events, turn around and blew up to what?
I mean, we lost some people there for a little while, just people that were hurt and disillusioned.
Sure.
And then growth again.
And then,
I mean, the seats are filled, the building is filled, multiple services.
Yeah,
just amazing. It should be a used car parking lot. Is what we always say.
Yeah.
But miracle. And a lot of those songs that you mentioned that came up out of that pain.
And that became part of what a lot of the body of Christ was singing. I mean, the whole church was singing with you guys, including our church, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I was the worship leader here just up until this last year. I've been the worship leader at Open Door Church for 21 years. And I'm not anymore, but I was leading all those songs and rocking it too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you were throwing some fills in there.
I was absolutely rocking it. But no, honestly, man, but one of the things too that we were talking about too, I just thought that was amazing is that there's so many works coming out of that church. And I'm talking about, like, your ministry is called Heart Work, right? And it's about, hey, we're going to be involved. We're not talking about works instead of faith. We're talking about works that come from faith, the kind of works that James talks about. Mm-hmm. And even prophetically, mysteriously, and I mean in a way that you can't ignore or deny, the gunman murdered two women, and their last name was
Works.
That was their name when the gunman came up there. And two teenage sisters, when their last name were Works. And they didn't do nothing wrong. They were minding their own business. They went there to worship the Lord, and the devil targeted them. Well, I just tell you that their name prophetically is really what the hatred is all about. Mm. It's about works that will manifest into fruit.
Yes.
Amen.
And it has, man.
And I mean, the fruit fruit from that church has ended up in this church, you know? And that's one of the things that I don't think a lot of people realize the contributions that mega churches make into smaller churches, because we were a little bitty tiny church at the time that all that was going on. While Open Door, you know, is a rather large church, a growing church today. Thousands of people a few years ago.
Beautiful growth.
It really is beautiful growth. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally in 2011, we were all the way back down to 100 people in 2011. Mm-hmm. Here it is 2017, and, you know, there are thousands of people here. Mm-hmm. Well, before we had that kind of explosive growth, I didn't realize the tremendous contribution that big churches were making all over the place until I ran into my problem and I had to call Gateway, and Gateway Church ran to my rescue the way that they run to so many small churches' rescue. Mm-hmm. Just the contribution that those kinds of churches are making is incredible to me.
And now you're doing that. Open Door's doing that for other churches.
And we are. You know what? And we're going to do more and more and more of that. We're actually paying the bills of some small churches because I know what it's like to be, you know, a small church pastor and not have anybody to help you, man. It's just absolutely incredible. Well, you know what? I just got about 20 seconds left, Pastor Jeremiah, until the drums start beating. And I want to just say it's a great privilege, man, to be your friend.
Oh, the privilege is mine, Pastor Troy.
I mean that. I really do mean that.
I learned from you so much.
Well, I learned from you, and you're a great big encouragement to me. Thank you for coming, and thank you for being a part of all this.
My pleasure.
Okay, so here it comes. It's going to be in 2 seconds. Now, just listen. Oh, wait. There it is. There it is. I hear it. And boom. Okay. There it is, guys. The magic of radio. Hello, everybody. This is Troy Brewer and Jeremiah Parks, and we are backstage here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And if you would like more information, or if you would like to tune in through our webcast, our free webcast of every service that we have, all you got to do is go to opendoorexperience.com. That's right, opendoorexperience.com. This is our 22nd year of ministry. We just had our 22nd anniversary. Started this church with 7 people 22 years ago. Named it Open Door Church because we wanted to strive to be more like the Church of Philadelphia than any of the other 7 churches. And that's the church where he says, "Behold, I set before you an open door." Amen. And no man can shut it. And so, guys, I'm believing the Lord for that. And I want to tell you, man, we are a large and growing group of beautifully flawed people who are willing to take on hell with a water pistol. We are people that just, man, listen, we do not take ourselves very seriously. But man, we take Jesus so seriously. We take his word so seriously. We take his presence so serious. We are freedom fanatics. And I want to encourage you guys to plug in again at opendoorexperience.com. And if you'd like to talk to somebody up here, you can simply call area code 817-295-7671. Guys, we have a service at 9 o'clock on Sundays at Central Standard Time. We have one at 10:45, and now we have our third additional service is now at 12:30. So that's 9 o'clock, 10:45, 12:30. I double dog dare you guys to come out and join me. And if you're a first time visitor, I will meet you in a VIP room afterwards. I will give you a free autographed book, and I want to see you face to face, and I want to hug your neck. So come out and see me this coming Sunday. Well, guys, that's all the time that I have for today. And this has been great. And I have been in here with Pastor Jeremiah Parks of Heartwork. And how can people contact you?
Heartwork.tv.
Heartwork.tv. Right on. So, guys, go to Heartwork.tv. And I highly recommend his ministry. And I can definitely recommend his character and tell you that there's fruit in his ministry. Well, guys, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. And I want to remind you that Jesus loves you. He loves you more than you know. Bye-bye, everybody. Hello, Journey listeners. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And you know, for the past 22 years, every year at Christmas time, we have done tremendous monster outreaches where we have reached out to little boys and little girls and made a tremendous difference. And you know what? This year, we're going to do it again. One of the ministries that has been born out of Open Door Church is one of my favorite, and it's called Spark Worldwide. And Spark is an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. You can find out more information by going to sparkworldwide.org. My friends, could you please consider standing with us and helping us? Because, guys, we are literally having to fill up thousands of backpacks with brand new toys. If you would like to reach out to little boys and little girls, and if you'd like to make a tremendous difference, stand with us. You can call area code 817-295-7671, or you can go to sparkworldwide.org.